Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, Pat Patrick, and our very special guest for this evening, Jack Benny. And here is Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
That was high C above vitamin D.
Well, Charlie, you certainly seem to be in an unusually happy mood.
Oh, I am, Bergen. I'm looking at the world through a rose-colored monocle.
Is that so? Yeah. Well, Charlie, if I diagnose the symptoms rightly...
Yes?
You're in love again. Am I right?
Give the man $10.
Yeah. I thought so. Now, tell me, what's her name?
Daisy.
Daisy. That's a pretty name.
And Maisie.
And Maisie. Well, now, which one is it?
Brace yourself with this one, Bergen. Yeah. It's both.
Both?
I'm in love with twins.
Oh, no. Oh, so that's it.
Yeah, Cupid gave me both barrels.
I see. Well, I can understand you being in love with them, but are they willing to share you?
Well, you know, half of McCarthy is better than none.
By the way, but why, Charlie, two girls? Why two?
Well, it's... As I drive down the rocky road to romance, I like to carry a spare.
I see. Yeah.
I always did like crowds.
Yes, I know.
It's the Manville.
Yes. But... But isn't making love to two sisters apt to get you into trouble?
Well, I'm very careful to tell them both the same lies.
I see. Well, that's very amusing. Charlie, what do they look like?
Each other, of course.
Oh, yes, I know.
You know, they look so much apart, I can't tell them alike.
I see. Well, how do you tell them apart?
There are ways.
How?
When one sits down and the other one stands up.
Yes.
She seems to be a little taller.
Well, I should think so. Well, they must be very attractive to make you fall in love with both of them.
Oh, they are. They really are. Brother, there are a couple of tomatoes that are really packed solid.
Yeah, well, yes, but dating two girls at once, that's expensive, isn't it?
Well, I suppose it is, but they can afford it. They each get 50 cents a week allowance.
Well, I'm ashamed of you, Charlie, letting them pay.
Oh, it's perfectly proper. We're engaged.
Oh, I see, yes. Engaged. Now, don't tell me that it's gone that far.
Yes, and someday the minister will make us three.
Oh, I see.
I'll take one for better and one for worse. Of course, we'll honeymoon at Twin Falls.
Yes, of course. Well, let me say, Jolly, this whole thing is ridiculous. You can't marry them both.
Oh, yes, I can. I told them all about you, Bergen, and they're going to marry me anyway.
Oh, they are, yeah. But I mean, in this country, nobody has two wives.
No?
No.
What about John's other wife?
Oh, well. No, you don't understand. Such a thing, well, it just isn't done in this day and age.
No?
No.
Well, I ain't hampered by tradition.
No, I see that. The law definitely says that a man can only have one wife.
Yeah, I know that, I know. But I get around the law.
I see.
You see, I say that they're half-sisters, you see? That adds up to one.
No, Charlie, you'll have to choose one of them and give up the other.
Never, Bergen. Do you hear? Never!
All right.
No. I tell you no, Bergen.
All right.
It's double or nothing.
All right. All right, then, young man, if that's the way it is, I forbid you to see them. Do you understand?
Yeah?
Yes, that's final.
Okay, Bergen, you win. If I have to pick one, I'll pick Daisy.
Well, now you're being sensible. But I'm rather curious to know why you pick Daisy.
Well, because she's got the bluest eyes.
I see.
And besides, she's got the cutest girlfriend.
Oh, you're impossible.
Ray Noble and his orchestra play a special arrangement of the new tune, Under the Willow Tree. Chase and Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor. Shade-grown is the word for that extra flavor Chase and Sanborn always gives you. It's the lavish abundance of goodness you taste in your cup. And here's where it comes from. In the tropics, the soil and the climate are ideal for growing coffee. But unless the fierce rays of the sun are cut off, the coffee grows too fast, ripens prematurely. Coffee doesn't have time to gather in the abundant flavor-making qualities of the rich volcanic soil unless shade is provided. So these finer coffee beans are grown in the shelter of taller trees. They provide a leafy awning to filter the sunlight. The coffee grows slowly, matures completely, stores up a wealth of shade-grown flavor for your cup of Chase and Sanborn. Take full advantage of this grand opportunity. Get this richer blend. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Yourself these days?
Rude.
I say, how do you find yourself these days?
Well, I just start looking and pretty soon I turn up.
Is that right? Oh, why, Mortimer.
What's the matter?
Why, just look at those bumps and those bruises on your head.
Yeah.
And on your face there, too.
Well, that's right.
Why, you look positively atrocious.
Well, thank you. You're looking right through to yourself, Mr. Burns.
Why, you poor boy.
Oh.
Why, you must be suffering. Do you feel like an aspirin?
No, I feel like Mortimer.
You do? What in the world have you been up to?
Well, I've been having more fun than you could shake a monkey at.
No, not shake a monkey at.
No. Baboon.
No.
Whoa.
Shake a stick at.
Shake a stick of what?
No. Just forget it.
Okay, now.
Now, what were you doing?
Well, I was playing the ball game that Charlie showed me. down at the carnival.
Oh, you've been down at the carnival?
Yep.
I see. Well, it must have been a pretty rough ball game. What was it, football?
No, it was headball.
Headball, I see, yeah.
I stick my head through a hole in a big canvas.
You stick your head through a hole in the canvas?
Yeah.
I see.
And then they throw baseballs at it.
Oh, you poor boy, I can see. Aren't you able to dodge those baseballs?
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Why, of course you are. That's very dangerous.
Yep.
Why, certainly. You know, constant percussion of the cerebral membranes might invite chronic dementia.
Well.
Yes, and disfigure your entire physiognomy.
No!
Yes, indeed. It might even prove fatal.
Is that so? Bad as that?
Yeah.
You mean rigor mortis there might sit in?
Yeah, now you better take my advice and give your head a little rest.
Okey-dokey, I'll keep off my head for a few days.
Yes, you better. You ought to be ashamed of yourself doing that. And Charlie, I'm disgusted with him.
What did he do?
Why? Don't you see, he was renting you out to that carnival.
Oh, yeah, I bet he was.
Yeah. Why, you're so gullible, Mortimer. I'll bet if Charlie told you black was white, you'd believe it.
Well, which is it?
Oh. Mortimer, why do you always have to show your stupidity?
Oh, gosh, is that darn thing shown again?
Charlie, did I tell you that Jack Benny might drop over tonight?
No.
Yes, and if he does, I want you to be very nice and make him feel at home.
Yeah. Should I wear a tobacco leaf over my one ear?
No. Now, promise me that you'll treat him with the respect that he deserves.
Oh, sure, naturally. I shall say, O King of Comedy, we bow to you in humble tribute.
Yes, and then we'll bow real low.
You mean like this?
Oh, no, more like this. Way down like this. Way down.
What's the matter with you two guys? Lumbago?
Oh. Shut up. Oh, hello, Mr. Bennett. Yes.
That's enough, folks. That's enough. Well, Jack, I'm awfully glad you dropped in.
Well, I wanted to thank you, Edgar, for that nice basket of fruit you sent me last week for my opening broadcast.
Oh, you enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah. I love that apple. It was so round, so firm, so full of worms. But nevertheless, I appreciate the gesture, and if there's anything I can ever do for you...
Yeah, well, you just let him know when the basket is empty. He gets 7 cents refund.
Jack, it was nothing more or less than just a little tribute to a really great artist.
Thank you. And Edgar, words of praise take on an added luster when coming from an artist of your magnitude.
Stand back, folks. This stuff is going to splash your...
Well, I want you to know, Jack, that I have followed your career very closely.
Yes, and I've watched your rise, too, Edgar.
They never did trust each other.
Never mind, Charlie. You know, Jack, I'm on my 10th year in radio.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
I'm starting my 15th.
Yes, well, of course, I'm younger than you are, Jack.
Oh, I don't know. There might be a few days difference in our ages. When were you 37?
Would you two like to be alone to talk over the old days?
What old days?
Oh, you know, the days of the covered noggin.
Well, now, wait. By the way, Jack, you were so late coming back on the air this fall. You know, we've been on the month already.
Yeah, what was the idea, Mr. Benny?
Well, it's like vaudeville, Charlie. They like to save the star until later on.
Oh. Oh. I thought maybe it took a month for the sponsor to make up his mind whether he wanted you.
No, that is not true, Charlie, because when Jack is on the air, they sell many more cigarettes.
Oh, you mean when he comes on, the listeners all go out there smoke?
No.
Little stinker, isn't he?
Well, by the way, Jack, I think it's very generous of you to let the talent on your show develop to such importance that they become stars in their own right.
Oh, it's nothing, Edgar. Really, it's nothing.
Of course, you can do it without fear, for after all, there's only one on the Benny Show, or rather, there is no one on the Benny Show.
That louses that up, doesn't it?
It louses my answer, too.
Well, what are you going to say, old man?
Well, I was going to tell Jack that there's no one on the Benny Show greater than Jack Benny.
Well, I've always tried to keep it that way. And believe me, brother, it isn't easy.
Charlie, are you going to meet me at the Sugar Bowl? Oh, excuse me.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Anita Gordon, my little singing protege. Anita, this is Jack Benny.
Oh, Mr. Benny, I didn't know you were so good looking.
Well, I'm not really good looking. I'm handsome, perhaps, but I wouldn't say good looking.
I bet you'd like to grab Anita for your show.
I'd be satisfied to grab her, Charlie.
Say, Anita, why don't you sing a song for Mr. Benny? Show him all that I've taught you.
Oh, Charlie.
Oh, Captain, don't be nervous. Stand straight and don't fiddle with the ribbons now.
One more tomorrow to hold you in my embrace and thrill with rapture each time I look at your face. One more tomorrow. And feel the pounding as your heart beats next to me. One more tomorrow filled with love the whole day through. And then tomorrow I'd beg for one more tomorrow with you.
Of you?
Charlie, I wonder if you appreciate the wonderful opportunity Bergen has given you young people.
Well, Jack, that's nice of you to say that, but it's a little embarrassing in front of the boy.
Well, Edgar, would you leave us alone? I'd like to have a little talk with Charlie.
Yes, indeed, Jack. Yes, gladly, yes.
Now, Charlie, now that we're alone, I'll tell you why I'm really here.
Yeah.
Charlie, you've been working for Bergen for a long time. Have you ever had the feeling you'd like to branch out?
spring, yeah. When I get my feet wet. What am I saying?
No, Charlie. Look, I mean a show of your own. You know, I've done it for others. I can do it for you.
Yes.
Now remember, if you want to go places, you've got to hitch your wagon to a star.
Oh, so that's why you've come to me.
Yes. Now, when I back up, you hitch on.
But no kidding, Mr. Benny. Your proposition interests me.
Good. But before we go into that, there's just one little favor you can do for me, Charlie.
Yes?
Now, I want all my fans to know that I'm back on the air again.
Well, naturally. What can I do, Mr. Benny?
Well, when Bergen's not around, they sort of sneak this announcement in, you know? Huh? Sunday is fun day, we want you to know, because Benny is back on the radio.
Well, Benny is back. Well, now, I don't know, Mr. Benny. It's not quite ethical.
But look, it means a great deal to me.
Well, just how much does it mean to you? That is... in dollars and cents.
Oh, half a dollar?
Oh, that doesn't make sense.
All right. How about a dollar?
Okay. In advance.
Oh, well, all right. Turn your back while I get it. Let's see. Where's my wallet? Oh, here it is.
Never seen a Confederate dollar before.
Now, if you could get Ray Noble to play some nice background music while you read it.
Well, I can ask him. Oh, Ray.
Yes, Charles, old boy.
Ray, of course you know Benny, the famous comic, don't you?
Oh, not the Bugs Bunny.
Yes. I just had my ears bobbed.
This is Jack Benny. You know, he has Phil Harris on his program.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the guy that gets on your nerves, you know.
Let me tell you, he gets on mine, too. Phil is so dumb, he thinks an arpeggio is an Italian dish.
It sounds just like Phil. I mean, everybody knows it's a Spanish dish.
Yes.
Well, tell me, is it really true that Phil Harris leads his orchestra with a swizzle stick?
Yes, kid. Ray, I wish Phil Harris was more like you. You're so intelligent. I mean, you've composed so many songs.
Well, thank you, Jack. You know, I've had absolutely nothing to work with but my two hands.
Well, didn't you compose The Very Thought of You?
Yes, and Good Night, Sweetheart.
Good night, dear. I mean, good night.
Now, Ray, go back and sit down on your podium, will you?
Oh, yes.
Friends, forgive me for intruding, but I'm here, yes, I'm here, and... Oh, aren't you Mr. Benny?
Yes, Bugs Benny.
Yeah. Well, do you mind if I take a picture of you, Bugs? Because... I can have it published, and I can give you a big spread, too.
You can?
Oh, well, no, I can't exactly give you a big spread either because you've already got one.
Is this going to be a flashlight picture?
A flashlight?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I never use artificial light.
What do you do on cloudy days?
I wear rubbers. Well, now, Mr. Benny, if you'll just hold that smile and cross your knees.
You mean like this?
Oh, yes, that's peachy. And pull up your trouser leg just a trifle.
I will not.
Just watch your attitude now, and watch your birdie, too. There. Now hold it. Look into the camera.
Ouch!
Well, you didn't have to stick your nose in my shutter. Well, I must run along now and take the negative to my developing laboratory.
Well, where will this picture appear? In the Who's in Azusa or something?
No, but I have a good connection with that magazine, A Time and a Half.
Well, what do you do with the other half?
Well, I deliver telegrams and... Oh, that reminds me. I have a telegram for Charles McCarthy.
Oh, that's I'm.
Yes, let's see where... Oh, here it is. Yes, thanks. Here it is. You're welcome. Goodbye, I.
would, That's pretty good.
Hey, Charlie, what about my announcement?
Yes, sir, and here it comes. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday is fun day. We want you to know...
That's it, kid. Make it loud and clear.
Because Fred Allen is back on the radio. How he paid me $2 to use his name.
Why, you swindling, kindling.
Why, you...
No. I'll paint a cream stripe around your neck and you ship for a croquet mallet.
Help, 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 help.
You can fill your cup with more flavorful coffee easily today. Just ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Shade-grown flavor does fill a cup, no two ways about it. It's filling America's coffee cup with all the flavor it will hold. That's why Chase and Sanborn coffee, a big favorite for nearly 83 years, is more popular than ever today all over the country. It's don't eat another meal without it, or don't wait until mealtime to enjoy it everywhere you go. All records are broken, and still its fame is spreading. In the past year, more people asked for Chase and Sanborn coffee than ever before. More people ask for it because they want that supremely delicious shade-grown flavor. Yes, shade-growing makes a world of difference in the flavor of coffee. Shade-grown means slow-grown, and slow-grown means flavor-grown. So remember, by the cup, you call it coffee. By the pound, it's Chase and Sanborn. Ask for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Be sure and listen in next Sunday when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Snerd, and all of us will welcome as our guest, Lily Pons. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. Be sure to listen to the Fred Allen Show immediately following this program. From Hollywood's Radio City.
Remember the letters F-N-E for flavor, nutrition, economy. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three. Flavor, nutrition, economy.
Why be satisfied with just one or even two of these advantages? Buy Blue Bonnet and get all three. Flavor, delicious flavor. Fresh, delicate, country sweet. You'll say there's no better tasting spread at any price. Nutrition? Prove nutrition. Blue Bonnet margarine is rich in food energy, rich in vitamin A. Economy? Blue Bonnet saves you real money, and it's a real treat. Table spreads are still scarce. Your grocer may sometimes be out of Blue Bonnet, but he'll have it again, so keep looking, asking. Blue Bonnet's a prize.
Remember the letters F-N-E for flavor, nutrition, economy. Buy Blue Bonnet, yes sirree. Blue Bonnet margarine gives all three.
National Broadcasting Company.